NPR's Anne Garrels is in Najaf in southern Iraq, where the mainly Shiite population is expected to turn out in sizable numbers tomorrow. Annie, what is the mood there?
There is an incredibly festive atmosphere here. People are strolling the streets. People are handing out free candy. It happens to be a significant Shia holiday, honoring the moment when Shia Muslims believe the Prophet Muhammad named his cousin Ali as his heir. A dispute about who should follow Muhammad is at the root of the split between Shias and Sunnis. Now, this is often a sad holiday because the Shia believe this led to centuries of oppression, but people here were far from sad today. There were joyous parades because the Shia here in Najaf believe after years of repression by Sunni Muslims, tomorrow's elections will at last deliver them the power and influence their majority in Iraq would demand. One man who had lost dozens of family members to Saddam Hussein's executioners wept at the prospect of voting.
Do you have any sense then how high the voter turnout might be?
I think they're going to go out in huge numbers. In fact, I didn't come across anyone today who said they weren't going to vote. There is some fear because while it's been quiet here, there's been, in fact, virtually no violence in the run-up to the elections. There have been some stunning attacks in the past. But excitement outweighs any fear.
Now, the ticket associated with Shiite leader Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani is widely presumed to be the front runner, especially in the south where you are. Do the people you've spoken with say whom they're going to vote for?
Surprisingly, a large number of people say they're going to vote for Prime Minister Alawi instead of the coalition of Shia parties. The governor here tonight, in fact, predicted the vote could be split 50-50 between Prime Minister Alawi, who incidentally is a Shia, and the largely Shia coalition. Now, this is very surprising because Najaf is home to Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who oversaw the creation of this Shiite coalition. He hasn't actually said Shiites have to vote for it, but his aides have, and so have many Shiite mosques. Until recently, they anticipated a landslide, but are now scaling back their expectations. Basically, many people here just don't want religion mixed in with politics. They don't want, as they put it, turbans in charge of the country. Many who are concerned about security say they prefer the devil they know, i.e. Alawi, to a new unknown government.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Najaf, thank you.
Thank you.